and they were going to work with their sectarian on a part of God. And then he said, but they don't inject, they don't teach sectarian doctrine. So that was another. He went to Supreme Court and was on Judge Harlan, Justice Harlan, wrote the opinion. Way Academy was phased out. That was an effort to build another academy. As I said, Dr. Richard said that Hepzibah had a black academy. That'd be about 1910 or 12 or something along there. But the blacks coming out of these more and Harlem said you can't use taxpayers' money to build a school which back then excluded our taxpayers' money. Did it. I wish I'd been there, I could help them. Very eminent lawyers were in it. In fact, that's where Dr. Lucy wanted to know about all the lawyers and who they were. And I referred him to the children, grandchildren of the judge. I want to talk to him. It was our investigation. But they made a mistake. They brought an injunction to build this school, but everybody takes their money, was on the whites to go to it. The Supreme Court said, he's not wrong, didn't say so, but they also brought a man down. Supreme Court said, that's not a conscientious thing. An injunction is the wrong remedy, because if you enjoin them, then you won't have any money for blacks or any money for the whites, even. So nothing was accomplished by an injunction. What they should have done was put rid of mandamus, which is a mandamus commanding the Board of Education to use this money for blacks. The Plessy Ferguson case has already been decided, but I wasn't referred to. Dr. Russell went to Washington, read all these, and referred to in the brief, so read all the briefs, read all the records, and all the words. But no, there's no public black high school, according to him, wasn't in my day, until it was acceptable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, black high school, I think he said 1912, 1314, somewhere along the line. No, the black just didn't have a high school. He did have the Payne Institute, did have him, did have Walker. I said, you live in Northern, I've never heard of before. Never heard of Walker until Supreme Court mentioned it. Well, anyway, so much of that. Now you know about Stevie.
Somebody told me about something called Walker Music.
Well, that's on New Year's night. It's a mystery. It's like the Lucian mystery. Nobody knows it. Now there again, the blacks had 4th of July because they talked about liberty and freedom, white folks stayed at home. I guess it's a legal holiday. I guess the bank's closed. Anyway, it's other than this man. Walking Egypt was a night before New Year's. The blacks go to their church and walk Egypt. What it is, nobody knows. Nobody's ever attended like a Lucian member, mistress of ancient Greece. A Mrs. Vivian Williams, V.V. Williams, the very prolific writer, up in Thompson. This northern woman came down and she studied folk ways, very vital person. And she wrote a book called Walking in the Egypt. Now, whether she was a northerner, fascinated by the south and southern ways, they have something to they write feature stories up there in the Chronicle. Something that's more favorite about it. B.B. Williams. She wrote came down here and wrote a big story about a duo. I've got the duo just back here. Something in Senator McDuffie. She does that kind of thing. But anyway, if you want to read it, go to the library. You probably got the best music done. Maybe Vivian Williams or maybe B.B. Williams or whatever else you do. But then, of course, now it's getting back. The New Year's Day was Emancipation Day. But that's all right. That all. Even now, we don't have any. Full-time servant now in 5 years. Like, you know, I said, you better not come tomorrow. We cook our own hot and John tomorrow. Emancipation Day, and yes, I sure is. They sort of phased out, but as a child of them go recent years. Emancipation Day, they never turned up away to celebrate. See, Lincoln says Emancipation Proclamation in 64 or 62 to go into effect January 1st, 63. So 63,